The Laws of Medicine. Years ago, as a medical student in Boston, I watched a senior surgeon operate on a woman. The surgeon, call him Dr. Castle, was a legend among the surgical residents. About 6 feet tall, with an imposing, formal manner that made the trainees quake in their clogs, he spoke in a slow, nasal tone that carried the distinct drawl of the South. There was something tensile in his build, more steel wire than iron girder, as if his physique had been built to illustrate the difference between stamina and strength. He began rounds at 5 every morning, then moved down to the operating theaters in the basement by 6:15 and worked through the day into the early evening. He spent the weekends sailing near Scituate in a one-mast sloop that he had nicknamed the Knife. The residents worshipped Castle not only for the precision of his technique, but also because of the quality of his teaching. Other surgeons may have been kinder, gentler instructors, but the key to Castle's teaching method was supreme self-confidence. He was so technically adept at surgery, so masterful at his craft, that he allowed the students to do most of the operating, knowing that he could anticipate their mistakes or correct them swiftly after. If a resident nicked an artery during an operation, a lesser surgeon might step in nervously to seal the bleeding vessel. Castle would step back and fold his arms, look quizzically at the resident, and wait for him or her to react. If the stitch came too late, Castle's hand would reach out with the speed and precision of a falcon's talon to pinch off the bleeding vessel, and he would stitch it himself, shaking his head as if mumbling, "Too little, too late." I've never seen senior residents in surgery, grown men and women with 6 or 8 years of operating experience, so deflated by the swaying of a human head. The case that morning was a woman in her 50s with a modest-sized tumor in her lower intestine. We were scheduled to begin at 6:15 as usual, but the resident assigned to the case had called in sick. A new resident was paged urgently from the wards, and he came quickly into the operating room, tugging his gloves on. Castle walked up to the CAT scans hung on the fluorescent light box, studied them silently for a while, then moved his head ever so slightly, signaling the first incision. There was a reverential moment as he stretched out his right hand and the nurse handed him the scalpel. The surgery began without incident. About half an hour later, the operation was still under perfect control.